patient. I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Hold it now.
Roland, what are you doing in New York?
Man, first of all, Tom, I could not get back into D.C. Couldn't fly, but it was unbelievable. Spoke to the city of Riviera Beach Saturday night for the MLK event. Phenomenal time. So then LaMelle McMorris, the agent of Cam Newton, said, well, I'm going to Carolina for the game. You can ride on my plane. So I hopped on his plane, went to the game.
Wow.
Got to the game. He was supposed to fly to New York on Monday. I run to Michael Strahan. Michael said, well, I'm flying to New York on my plane after the game. You can ride with me. I said, well, pass me my luggage. So rode with Michael to New York. But tonight, Susan Taylor has her fundraiser. First of all, it's her 70th birthday, Tom.
Wow.
For her National Cares Mentoring Project. Lee Daniels is throwing it for her. So she asked me to attend. I'm going to help auction some stuff off. So I'm here. The snow didn't stop me. The show is going on. And so I'm looking forward tonight to help to raise some money for mentors for Susan Taylor.
See if you can sell the Cowboys. That ought to bring in some money.
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, the snow has clogged my ears. John, just an unbelievable weather weekend. D.C. is still trying to dig out. They say it may be several days before. In fact, I got an email from my neighborhood. I can't even get into the neighborhood because of all the snow on the highway, side streets. Joining us right now, Paul Goodloe, my alpha brother, the Weather Channel. He has been freezing his black behind out there, Paul. Welcome to the Tom Jordan Morning Show. Now, Paul,
Before
we get back to the serious stuff, do you at some point say, I look kind of crazy going out and telling people, now don't come out here because it's dangerous, but I'm out here?
Well, you know, I want to show people how dangerous it is. And also that, hey, you can sit here and watch it on TV versus getting yourself out there and putting yourself and your family at risk. But you remember, Roland, I talked to you from Charlotte Friday morning.
Yep.
And I told you we're concerned with more ice in Charlotte, but for D.C., it's going to be an epic snowstorm, and that city will be shut down for days. And I just want to pat myself on the back right now because we called it. We nailed it. And also, we also said New York City would have an epic snowstorm, and they did. Talk about record snow across the city. In many areas, number one, number two snowfall on record. And unfortunately, we're seeing more of this. In fact, New York City, 6 of the top 10 snowstorms on record have occurred since the year 2000. Mm. So there is something going on with our
weather. But climate change isn't real.
Well, hey, you know what? I don't believe in climate change. Just like I don't believe in gravity. I know gravity is a fact. If I try to jump off a table, my butt's hitting the ground, and I know climate change is real. If you're denying it, you either have a money issue, a political issue, or you're straight ignorant. So that's the only three options if you say climate change isn't real, because it is as real as gravity. The facts say that.
Paul, we were also impacted by, first of all, it was like wind. Then it was the wind drift, and then it was flooding as well. And it was like this storm was throwing everything at everybody.
It was. We had blizzard warnings for D.C., Baltimore, up even through New York City, parts of Long Island, and even parts of New England, Cape Cod, Nantucket. They had blizzard conditions going on. Those are verified there. And again, this storm was strengthening so much that created all the winds, but also pushing the ocean onto shore. So a lot of coastal flooding in areas of coastal New Jersey. Some areas are impacted by Hurricane Sandy with a storm surge. Didn't have it as bad, but they also had a lot of flooding because of the wind just straight pushing that ocean water onto the shore. And we had winds gusting 60, 70, 80 miles per hour, creating a lot of the coastal flooding. But again, the bigger issue for the majority of people across the Northeast Mid-Atlantic has been the 1 to 2 foot-plus snowfall amounts.
Okay, so is there another
Florida? What?
It's 51 degrees here in Miami.
Paul, it was wind gusts. Paul, it was wind gusts of 50 miles an hour when we were playing golf in Palm Beach Saturday.
Oh, poor boy.
Yeah, I know. And here's a wild thing. We're talking about even Florida had reports of snow from this distance. We had snow reported in almost, 25, 26 of the lower 48 states from this same storm system.
Wow.
You know, it started across the plains and continued pushing eastward and all this cold air coming in. And yes, we're in an El Nino year, But we've been watching this all season long, saying, wow, these storms are coming through. If we had the right timing of this cold air, boom, we could see a huge storm. And then, boom, we did.
Well, when's the next storm coming?
Well, the models were in disagreement with this storm until really around Tuesday of last week. Then they kind of honed in on it. And right now, the models are talking about another potential snow event across the East Coast on Friday.
What?
But this morning, the models are backing off. They're saying it's going to continue out to sea and shouldn't be a big issue. But here, that's the thing about the job I do. No, I'm not right 50% of the time. I'm right like maybe 95% of the time.
Go ahead, Paul Goodlow.
But the models are truly only gospel once you get within 72 hours. So you can't watch me on Monday and say, oh, Goodlow, you're wrong on Saturday. Well, no, I was right on Saturday on Monday, but guess what? I changed my story on Saturday when it came to Wednesday. So you always have to keep
I don't have a problem
back.
With it. I know what it's like,
Paul,
to be under this kind of pressure.
Is this just an East Coast thing or for right now? Because it seems like the East Coast has really been getting dumped on of the recent years. As a Chicago girl, they have not so much. But the East Coast has really been socked most recently.
Well, unlike Chicago, the East Coast has this big old Atlantic Ocean, which is a great moisture source. So if you get the timing right,
it draws it. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, but also don't sleep on Chicago, because last year I was in Chicago for Super Bowl Sunday when you got 2 feet of snow, and I was sitting there on the lake shore, getting blown by 50 miles per hour, and it was single digit temperatures. But it was a full fledged blizzard in Chicago last year. So it's just that you deal with it better. And people in Chicago get 2 feet of snow. You might close school for a half a day.
Right.
But D.C. school will be closed probably till Wednesday.
Paul, real quick, what the hell is snow thunder?
Thunder snow. It's just like rain, except you have snow coming down. It's a very intense phenomenon that causes a lot of snow, but you also have lightning in the sky. It's just a frozen version of a thunderstorm.
Crazy. Paul Goodlow, the Weather Channel, ice cold Alpha Man. In many ways.
And you said the next one will be Friday?
No. Models are saying that was
make up your mind, man. We need excuses. Come on now. Work with me, Paul. Work with me, man.
25 past the hour.